Talk Show.
Recorded live.
This is a special emergency episode number 5 of the Movement Turd. And what it boils down to is I got Pastor John Britton on the other line. And the purpose of this is to pretty well talk about the Dual Seed Vine Christian Identity Church and Pastor well, I don't really call him a pastor anymore because he's gone ahead and renounced his pastorship by going ahead and siding with a manser who says that the founders of modern Dual Seed Vine Christian Identity are themselves mamsers, i.e. Pastors Wesley Swift and Pastor Richard Butler. Anyway, John, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. The last couple of days we've had some problems with Jeremy Visser. You've been pretty well busy doing whatever you've been busy and not, you know, close to home and not able to go ahead and keep up with it. And I've been pretty well, you know, to the exclusion of other things, like my run for United States Senate campaign and pretty well helping Pastor Bob Jost. I've pretty well allowed myself to go ahead and get involved in this thing. But about 2 weeks ago, here comes this character from VNNF of dubious gender who claims to be a 51-year-old Australian, well, man, but he goes ahead and he hides behind a female avatar. And this character of dubious gender has pretty well started this thread called Is Profanity Allowed in Christian Identity? And it's been my statement that there is no law against it. But you end up having all these Visser people and the rest, and they went ahead and formed a new law of no profanity and no disrespecting others and claiming that that rule has been on there forever. But you and I both know it's been different. Could you go ahead and tell me when you first heard of Jeremy Visser and this Brian Wright, who also calls himself Billy Woods, in conjunction with Pastor Morris Gallette's Church of the Sons of Yahweh?
Well, the first I heard of Billy Wood, he called himself Brian Rat on, I think it was VNNF. And, he had evidently went to a meeting in Montana, which Gallette had attended at, and met Gallette there. So,
back in 2004.
I'm not sure when the meeting was. 2003 or 4, somewhere around there.
Brian Wright claims 2004.
Okay.
And you said you had some of your relatives there, and I think you said it was organized by James Dillavue.
Yes.
And you had relatives of yours and old Meerkat Mark, well, you know, so-called Clunts pastor Meerkat Mark Downey was there, and you said he was rather boring and idiotic like usual, and everybody was pretty well bored. It was more fun watching hair grow on your forearm than listening to Clowney at the time. But according to Brian Wright, he claims that he met Morse Gallette there, and Morse Gallette didn't think he was a Chinaman. And he went ahead and gave Brown Wright, as he called it, a ministerial role in his church. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. But go on. You know what else you know about this Billy Woods character?
What else do I know about him? He lives apparently in Sumner, Puyallup, Washington. I'm not, sure exactly which one. He claims to work there as an electrician, and he also has property in North Idaho, where he at one time evidently lived close to Barley.
And Barley is a known miscegenator who married a Mexican woman, had a bunch of half-breed kids, and he claims that that's okay because she's a Lamanite, or, you know, goes ahead and claims it on Mormon grounds, not Christian identity grounds. But he's a noted one seed liner of America's Promise Ministries.
Yes.
And this Brian Wright claims to be a union electrician in what you call Pulliup, Washington, or Sumner. And I went ahead and looked him up and found out that he was listed in both Sandpoint, Idaho, so I guess that would be his little land area next to Barley's, but also Sumner, Washington. But I couldn't go ahead for the free lookup and find an actual street address. You were pretty well annoyed at him. You were trying to go ahead and find his address, and you didn't have much success?
No.
What'd you try to do?
Well, I paid one of the, online lookup services, and it came pretty much to a dead end. I paid money at a couple of places. There's no address listed for him.
You said to me that it was about as hard to find as somebody in the witness protection program, sort of like Fraser Glenn Miller / Croft.
Yes.
So you think that he might very well be a little sneak and a little snitch who's trying to go ahead and get into Christian identity and cause trouble?
Well, I think he's some sort of little Zogbot. I think, they got him by the ball somehow, and this is unheard of, and it wouldn't be the first time that Zog has done this type of thing.
Well, the most dangerous was when they tried to entrap Randy Weaver. We all know, listening, how that turned out. Ended up turning with some bloodshed. But generally, Zog has been very much interested in the Church of Jesus Christ Christian and the Aryan Nations under Butler, haven't they been?
Yes, they have.
And during Butler's last years, he was pretty well attended by this Rick Spring character who had his wife, Nurse Butler, and it's believed that they went ahead and stole these membership applications to the Aryan Nations for $25 and $10 a month, and they showed up on Daryl Lamont Jenkins' One People's Project being printed, correct?
Yes.
And they believe that Rick Spring went ahead and stole it. Well, anyway, from what I gather, this Brian Wright, or this Billy, who also goes by the name Billy Woods, was ordained by Morris Gillette, but you were at that time Morris Gillette's main, pretty well right-hand man at the time. Correct?
Well, he ordained me and made me the assistant pastor.
Okay. I remember the first time I heard you was that you had heard of me somewhere through the internet. And you got in touch with me in either December or December of 2004 after the VNNF Christmas coup. And pretty well, we've never met in person, but you first went ahead and you talked me into going ahead and joining Gillette's, going ahead and siding with Gillette's church because Pastor Butler had died in September, and there was pretty well a question as to who would go where, correct?
That's correct.
And pretty well Wickstrom was passed over because of his, stealing the wife of his ex-best friend and him going to prison because he wanted to kill Wickstrom for running away with his woman, and he died in prison, so pretty much people didn't want anything to do with Wickstrom. And your family, they knew of August Christ, and they didn't think very much of August Christ, did they?
No.
No. You've actually met Ray Redfern. And tell us a little bit about Ray Redfern.
Well, Ray, from what I saw, I mean, was, pretty upstanding guy. I mean, I don't know everything about the guy, but, I think he would have made, a pastor and a good leader, you know, for the church. He passed on, you know, rather prematurely, you know, so he wasn't able to fulfill those, you know, those shoes. Old Ray was, from what I saw, I mean, he was kind of a firebrand.
He'd been known to cuss, you know, if not in church, he'd been known to cuss in private, though, correct?
Well, you know, where I met him, I didn't hear him, you know, use foul language. I've heard him, you know, on, you know, some of the MP3s that they have online. Heard him use, you know, occasional Anglo-Saxon monosyllable here and there.
Okay, but generally it's sort of like you and, you know, you and I. I mean, we may go ahead and cuss in private, but when we're going ahead and actually doing a sermon, we don't necessarily cuss just for the sake of cussing or as a reflex, correct?
That's true.
But anyway, this Obadiah showed up, and pretty well our, you know, our position has been, if you don't like what is said or written, don't read it or don't listen to it. And that's pretty well the Christian identity way, correct?
True.
If people don't, you know, I mean, we don't go ahead and force our way on anybody. If and conversely, we don't go ahead and make up new laws saying that this ought to be made illegal, and you know, pretty well we don't believe in censorship or doing any such thing like that. Correct?
True.
Okay. Anyway, Ray Redfern, he had a number of faults. He went ahead and let somebody who's a so-called skinhead go ahead and get in, named Dave Hall, and Dave Hall caused a little bit of problems, correct?
True.
And there were some people who were a little bit annoyed at Ray Redfern for allowing that. But upon Ray Redfern's death before, Ray Redfern, he was initially at odds with Butler, and then he went ahead and made peace with Butler and was declared Butler's successor, whereas August Crisp decided to go ahead and stay, quote, independent, and he didn't make up with Pastor Butler, did he? Still there?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. So August Crisp didn't make up with Pastor Butler, but Ray Redfern did, correct?
Yes.
In any case, Ray Redfern, I was going ahead and looking back, and I think Ray Redfern died in November of 2003, and he was Butler's second successor, correct?
That's true.
And your Uncle Newman was Butler's first successor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So your family has been in Christian identity for a long time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
You've seen people come and you've seen people go.
Yes.
Okay. But, you know, moving on, Morris Gillette was pretty well Ray Redfern's lieutenant, correct?
True.
And he inherited Ray Redfern's Church of the Sons of Yahweh after Ray Redfern died.
Yes.
Okay. Back in 2000 and, you know, when I was at the Nut House, I'd usually call you or sometimes, you know, well, I would call you because when I was at Biggs, you couldn't call me because you didn't know the number and I, you know, didn't know the number either. But, you went ahead and asked me about this character named Brian Wright, correct?
Yes.
And he'd gone ahead and supposedly created his own church called Church of the Sons of Yahweh Reformed, and you wanted to know my take on the situation. Remember?
Yes.
And pretty much what I said is that it was rather suspicious they called the Church of the Sons of Yahweh, because if he called his church Church of the Sons of Yahweh and left it at that, you'd wonder if he was stealing Pastor Gillette's church, because Pastor Gillette was in jail. He'd gone ahead, made a plea bargain to conspiracy to rob banks, and there was a lot of people who thought that was a rather stupid thing to do because nobody needs the money that bad. The order robbers didn't do anything for the movement other than go ahead and put a bunch of people in prison over it. But, you know, in other words, you do sort of honor the order, but you don't worship some of the messes that they got themselves into unnecessarily, do you?
No.
No. Really, the only one who ended up, I mean, the order money sort of went ahead and advanced Trader Glenn Miller, didn't it?
Yes.
And that didn't do the movement very much good, did it?
No.
No. I mean, there's rumors that William Pierce got $400,000, and if that's true, William Pierce was about the only one who went ahead and made something out of the order bank robberies. Dan Gammon got supposedly $12,000 or $25,000, and he testified against people at the Fort Smith Sedition trial, didn't he?
Yeah.
So all this money from doing rather foolish things like bank robbery, I mean, just going ahead and robbing banks just to go ahead and robbing banks isn't a very smart idea, and it usually doesn't go ahead and produce anything good, does it?
No.
So when you heard about that, it sort of took you by surprise, and you didn't think much of that foolishness, did you?
Nope, I did not.
Nope. You didn't think much of him, Pastor Gillette getting some 23-year-old kid involved either, did you?
No.
Okay. But that said, it's pretty well over and done with, and Morris Gillette ended up having to pay for his foolishness, correct?
Yes, he has.
And I mean, you do forgive Pastor Gillette for his foolishness, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Right now, you are the senior pastor. Or acting senior pastor for Gillette's Church of the Sons of Yahweh, correct?
I'm the acting senior pastor, yes.
All right. You do remember that in 2006 you were thinking of resigning, and I asked you to go ahead and, you know, pretty well pick up what was left of Gillette's church, you know, so that when Gillette got out of jail, he could go ahead and be given this church, he could go ahead and maintain it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you've not got any financial reward or anything for it?
No.
No. Okay. And anyway, you were asking me about this Brian Wright, and it was my take that either way, if he called the Church of the Sons of Yahweh, he was trying to go ahead and take something from Gillette that wasn't his. And if he called the Church of the Sons of Yahweh Reformed, that he was trying to go ahead, essentially he was making... a moral judgment against Gillette, in which case, why shouldn't he just go ahead and form his own church rather than go ahead and try to ride Gillette's coattails, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You're sort of breaking up a little bit.
Sorry about that.
Okay. But anyway, I pretty well told you that this Brian Wright fellow sounded rather suspicious.
That's true.
And he probably was an Asian provocateur or some sort of troublemaker.
Yes.
And did Brian Wright ever tell you that he was in prison?
I believe so.
Okay. And in any case, he went ahead and told me I was in prison. You got annoyed. You got pretty annoyed at a letter you received from Gillette in August of 2007, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And pretty well, what was that letter about that annoyed you?
Well, he accused me of the problems, you know, that happened with his church. Mainly what happened is he'd given it to Joe Johnson prior to that, and it pretty much, you know, disintegrated from there. I mean, most of the problems with the
and gave his form and his internet to somebody who called himself Zach Kraft, correct?
That's true.
And you managed to go ahead and trace Zach Kraft to Lincoln, Alabama, wherein resided one Rick Spring, correct?
True.
So you don't even know if this Zach Kraft even existed, but if he did exist, if he was anything other than either Rick Spring himself or one of Rick Spring's flunkies or relatives, correct?
Well, I don't think he was Rick Spring himself, but he was, you know, someone that Rick Spring, you know, possibly had control of.
And what did this Zach Kraft do to Gillette's webpage and forum?
Basically deleted it and, you know, the majority of it and messed it up.
Okay. And Joe Johnson, I remember calling Joe Johnson in February of 2005 before Gillette got thrown in jail at the end of April, and I got thrown in jail on bogus child molestation charges on May 10th. So I went ahead and, you know, pretty well found out where Morris Gillette was being jailed at in the West Monroe jail, and I ended up talking to the prosecutor. Now, this Scott Thornton claims, you know, that I supposedly threatened this prosecutor, which is a lie. I mean, you don't call up a United States prosecuting attorney and threaten them. That's not very smart, and I didn't do anything. I just, you know, just simply went ahead and asked why Gillette was being charged and where he could be at, and, you know, I went ahead and made a few phone calls, and at my expense, and pretty well found out, and sort of organized a letter-writing campaign. But I called Joe Johnson up in February of 2005, and Joe Johnson told me that, I said, well, you're going to go ahead and roll your chin with Gillette's, and Joe Johnson told me that what was Joe Johnson's was going to remain Joe Johnson's, and what was, you know, what he could get from Gillette was going to become Joe Johnson's. And I was thinking, well, that's such a deal now, isn't it? But Joe Johnson went ahead and proceeded to go ahead and kick out a number of people from out of Gillette's church, correct? One of them was myself. I got this whining, and I'd asked this Hengis not to go ahead and post some of the stuff I'd post on my webpage, and I have a bunch of people lying that I claimed to want to rape non-whites, and that's a total lie, and that I said we would rape, we would go ahead and rape the daughters of Uyghur regime criminals to go ahead and breed a neo-aristocracy for the ruling class, because I believe that regime criminals ought to go ahead and have their families destroyed just like they destroyed mine. There should be no mercy for regime criminals. They should go ahead and pay the same price that the house of Ahab paid for their crimes and sins against the people of Israel. And essentially, Visser is going ahead and making up some lies that I said to rape non-whites. You don't rape non-whites. You might go ahead and suffer from inverse male telegony, sort of like a few people on StumbleIn that we know of, like Libertune or, you know, other idiots who think with their peckers first, correct?
Yes.
In any case, well, going on from that, I was in jail and really not in contact with you from May 10th to I got sent to the nut house in December, and pretty well I ended up calling you around the end of December when I was able to go ahead and buy a phone card and do a number of things, correct?
Yeah.
And you told me that Joe Johnson was being removed as acting administrator because he'd gone ahead and gone after Jeremy Visser. Could you go ahead and tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, Brian Wright was one of the main ones that went after him. He was in communication with Morris Gillette, you know, about having this done. He, among other people, were complaining about the way, Joe Johnson's little tyrannical, you know, mannerisms. And, you know, you saw it yourself. I mean, pastor.
You've been in the movement that you've seen a whole bunch of little men who end up getting a little power and it goes to the little heads, correct?
That's true, I have.
And you've seen it within the Dual Seed Line Christian Identity Church, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
You know, in the case of Joe Johnson, he went ahead and made the accusation against me and dated August 5th about, how I couldn't be saying what I was saying. And what happens is that Morris Gillette's letter kicking me out was dated August 9th of 2005. And the crooked sheriff, Copeland, you know, Ken Copeland, said that I wasn't to be allowed to receive any racist mail, but he made exception for that letter. And what he did is he went ahead and he went ahead and made a copy of the letter, and then he went ahead and told the Osho Daily Douche about it, and then they went ahead and had a big story about how I'd been kicked out of the church. And even though Gillette said he didn't believe that I was a child molester, a lot of these pieces of shit like Randy Turner and a few others, you know, from the newspapers went ahead and had that assumption. So Gillette sort of screwed me over a good deal. And you can see why, you know, how I would normally be annoyed at Gillette, correct?
Yes.
But yet in 2006, I pretty well asked you to go ahead and accept Gillette's request that you go ahead and become the acting pastor. Did you try to go ahead and have somebody else be the acting pastor instead of yourself?
I did.
Who was that you asked to be the acting pastor?
I believe I was asking for Jeremy Visser to be acting pastor.
Okay. Why did you want Jeremy Visser to be acting pastor?
Well, I felt, you know, he had an existing ministry, and, you know, for one, he wanted the position. I didn't want the position. For two, you know, he seemed to have, you know, the credentials and the basis to be acting pastor.
Okay. And he had the credentials to be the pastor, but... what happens is that he didn't want to, if he was that good here, he had his own church, he had the credentials, why didn't Gillette want to go ahead and just simply say, okay, Jeremy, this is new assistant pastor, and you go ahead and help him out, Pastor Britton. Gillette didn't want to go ahead and make Visser the pastor?
Well, from what I understand, he really didn't trust him.
Okay. He didn't say why he didn't trust me, he just didn't trust Visser, correct?
No, he didn't really elaborate on it.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gillette didn't elaborate upon it then, correct?
That's true.
Okay. He just wanted you to go ahead and be the new pastor, and you went ahead and accepted, correct?
Yes.
And over the years, well, especially when you've been annoyed at Gillette, you've wanted to go ahead and quit, and I've asked you to go ahead and keep the job, correct?
Sure.
I pointed out is that... Gillette didn't really have anybody else who could do it for him, correct?
That's true.
In any case, Visser went ahead and was talking about the herbs of the field, and Joe Johnson wanted to go ahead and kick him out for being a pothead.
That's right.
And essentially you and me and everybody else is asking, what is Joe Johnson's problem? Do we look like the Drug Enforcement Administration? I mean, people are wondering about that. Generally, you're not a pothead yourself or anything like that.
No.
But you don't really altogether trust, you know, junkies or bad dopers. But if they want to go ahead and use a little recreational nigger weed and don't affect their performance or their churchly duties, you know, what you don't know really won't hurt you in that regard, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Essentially, dual feed like Chris and Daddy, we don't go ahead and act like a bunch of policemen going ahead and telling what, you know, what people are right and what people are wrong, correct?
Correct.
Okay. In any case, going on there, you were annoyed at Gillette for writing a letter to you that pretty well had you upset, correct?
Okay.
And I'm not quite sure what came up, but there was some talk about a trust fund, and why doesn't Gillette go ahead and get this money from this trust fund, you know, to go ahead and take care of himself, you know, take care of himself in prison, correct?
Okay.
And you pretty well gave me the address. You went ahead and gave me the telephone number to this Brian Wright. Correct?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say what happened to me. I went ahead and called Brian Wright, and I never met a more smarmy bastard ever on the other line. He is the smarmiest, sneakiest, lyingest bastard I've ever seen. I mean, every single word was 100% double-edged, slimy sanctimony. And what he would do is he'd go ahead and say, well, Morris Gillette, I mean, he's a cokehead, he's a drunkard, he's this, he's that, he needs to go ahead and sit at the back of the, back pew. And I asked who needed to go ahead and preach the sermon, and of course Brian Wright needed to go ahead and preach the sermon. And, pretty well I called him 3 times. And he went ahead and gave me the name of some old man who lives in Ohio who is actually the trustee for this estate, correct?
Right.
And we really don't need to go ahead and reveal what the name of the elderly gentleman is at all, because that's really nobody, you know, I'm sure Zog knows what his name is, and Brian Wright knows what his name is, but we don't really need to go ahead and say over the air what this elderly gentleman's name is, do we? I would think we don't need to go ahead and say what his name is, so I'm not going to go ahead and use his name. I don't think you are either. But I was given the phone number of that elderly gentleman. I went ahead and called this elderly gentleman who lived in Ohio and found out that one of his tasks was that this Nazi, and I didn't ask what his name was, had been worth about $1 million, you know, from $1 million to $4 million, and he'd gone ahead and left his estate, and 40% of it was to the Church of Sons of Yahweh. Another 40% was donated to a Klan group, and the remaining 20% was to go ahead and be given to the girlfriend of this Klan leader or whoever who had actually nursed the old guy before he croaked off. And this elderly gentleman, what he did is that one of his tasks is to go ahead and go to this elderly Nazi's, dead Nazi's grave and essentially say a few prayers for him and, you know, put flowers on his grave. But I was told by the elderly gentleman that the estate is probably worth easily $400,000, but it was still wrapped up in probate. And that Gillette had only gotten, if anything, had only gotten about $1,000 or so and maybe $400 a year out of it. And I pretty well discussed that matter with you, didn't I? You still there, Pastor Britton?
Yes.
Okay. So I had gone ahead and discussed this matter with you, didn't I? And pretty well, we determined that there was no dead Nazi millions. There might be, but that would depend on whether Zog had turned loose of it. And this Brian Wright said that he didn't wish to go ahead and be associated with it. And we felt that he didn't wish to be associated with it, essentially since Zog had it all tied up in probate and had no intention of letting some Aryan Nations group get $400,000. You know, can you imagine what Yazog is scared of, us getting a large sum of money?
Yes.
I talked to one of my friends in Nut House. He said that they're probably scared that we go ahead and buy guns and explosives and ammo for it. And I pointed out that bank robberies to go ahead and buy stuff like that usually don't amount to anything here because look at the case of Trader Glenn Miller who got arrested, you know, pissing his pants and drunk as a skunk with a whole trailer full of it. And some old guy with a .22 rifle killed more niggers than Trader Glenn Miller did, on his soberest day with a trailer full of explosives, correct?
Correct.
So these bank robberies and all this silliness, I mean, they really don't accomplish very much now, do they? Still there?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, so we decided there was no, there, you know, there might be a dead Nazi million, but it's good to go ahead and keep, you know, essentially go ahead and, you know, keep the pressure on Zog and maintain this thing. But Brian Wright, you know, Brian Wright, he went ahead and told me that he didn't want anything more to do with it because he couldn't go ahead and tell how this thing was being run. But what we've seen is that I got out of jail, and the very first thing comes this Billy Woods. He goes ahead and calls me a child molester and saying I'm trying to go ahead and take over. It's so awful to go ahead and take over for a dead man's dead man's shoes. And I'd already gone ahead and answered in on Pastor Visser's old forum, you know, about that, hadn't I? Still there, John?
Yes.
Okay. Could you go ahead and say a word or two? You don't sound very good on the. You don't sound very good on this talk show. Oh yeah, I can hear you now. Anyway, what happens is that what's some of the tricks here that this Brian Wright tried to do? He tried to go ahead and set you up to be beaten up by these idiots over at Juke's Front, you know, with old T-34 forehead Randy Krager. Could you go ahead and say something, you know, at length about that?
Oh, he claims to, you know, he had a crew or whatever, and he basically, from what I saw, he instigated a little confrontation. Invited me over to their forum, and he kind of instigated a little confrontation there between me and one of the forum members. Same one that I think he was threatening me with. He was going to pay to come over, you know, from St. Louis and pay you a visit. You know, part of his operational technique is to threaten. You know, I mean, as it turned bad, you know, he was threatening. He wanted to have a boxing match with me. Strange thing is the guy had, has my contact information. Never, I don't have his. So, you know, if he'd gave me his, I'd have showed up right at his place.
We've both been looking for him, but we just can't find the bastard now, can we?
Nope.
In any case,
his game is, you know, from what I saw, I mean, he would like to, you know, instigate a little confrontation where, you know, and people of his caliber have been known to pull this within the movement, you know, have a little beat downs on people, you know. A little skinhead technique, you know, where multiple amount of them attacks one guy, you know.
In short, they go ahead and invite, you know, honest family, you know, Christian Israelite, to a one-on-one encounter, and what happens is that about six or seven or eight of his little cowardly skinhead buddies are waiting there to go ahead and beat you up with a baseball bat or something.
Yes.
Yeah, and you didn't think much of that sort of stupid crap, but anyway, this happened after I was pretty well insulting Brian Wright after he called me a child molester, and pretty well. He went ahead and gave you a picture of himself and his wife, his wife Bonnie, correct?
Yes.
And he don't have any children by her. She already had some grown children once you married him. So she's sort of like his Gorda or something like that, correct?
Yes.
You know, she's just one of these here prison women who don't have anything to do other than write prisoners. And, you know, these prisoners, they don't have anybody really, you know, to go ahead and go along with. But old Brian Wright, he just thinks he's a tough little biker, correct?
Well, by his own admission, he says he came from a biker family.
Well, okay. But you don't think some, you know, from what you gather here, he don't belong in the Hell's Angels. He belongs, if he belongs anywhere, sort of like in the Mongols, don't he?
Yeah.
He fit right into the Mongols, but you don't think he'd get into the Hell's Angels, do you?
No.
You know, some of your relatives, they used to be sort of affiliated with the Hell's Angels, you were saying the other day.
Well, some of my wife's relatives.
Okay. You don't think they'd go ahead and accept a, you don't think they'd go ahead much care for a Jew Mamzer, you know, type like Brian Wright, even if he does have prison sleeves?
No.
No. Of course, he might do very well in the Mongols, you were saying. In any case, or the Mongrels, you know, they ought to add another G or an R or something to it. But in any case, you went ahead and I sort of set, you know, it up, and I threatened that if he didn't go ahead and show me his ministerial credentials, I'd go ahead and show a picture of his slight eyes. And you went ahead and, you know, before I could tell you not to, you went ahead and revealed this picture, didn't you?
Yes.
You know, you said, well, with that Fu Manchu beard, you know, that goes real good with slant eyes, you know, you ought to call him Fu Manchu or something like that. And you posted on Visser's old PHTBB board, correct?
Correct.
And Brian Wright sort of got the message that what with them slant eyes, that, you know, just like one of my failures, Chaplain Liar Bill DeClue said he could go ahead and blindfold himself with a bit of dental floss. He sort of figured out that the show of his countenance to testify against them, and he sort of beat feet back to Crew 38, didn't he?
That's true.
And then we went over to Crew 38, and we went ahead and spied on it a little bit. And the thing about it was that old Brian Wright wasn't producing much of anything over on Jukes. You know, well, they call it Volksfront, but we call it Jukes Front, correct? And essentially, he was there. He was just one little bitty yapper who was there with his Crew 38, as they called it. Correct.
Right.
So when we ran him off, he ran off. He ran off and he went ahead and left us a little Talmudic scream about how the sons of Adam ought to go ahead and pay. All of them ought to go ahead and pay for what me and you had done to him. Correct.
Yeah, that's true.
And there were a lot of people who sort of thought, well, that's not very nice, and, you know, I mean, why is he doing that? And a lot of us thought he was a Jew in addition to being a Mamzer, didn't we?
Yes.
And in any case, we didn't think much of that. We didn't think much of that crap, but let me go ahead and get to the, on my form, I call it the Brian Wright Associated Bell Priest thread. But he disappeared, then he came back. He came back in April of 2009, didn't he, to Visser's brand new V-Bulletin form, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And let me go ahead and see if I can go ahead. I'll go ahead and find that in a minute. Okay, the Brian Wright / Osler Bell Priest thread. And, it's quite a few pages. I'll go ahead and go to the first page of that. Not all the stuff that translated from Visser's old forum went ahead and made it to my forums. Okay? Let me see. In 2000, anyway, he went ahead and said that he had got a mystery from the Aryan Brotherhood, correct?
Yeah, the Aryan Brotherhood or Aryan Circle, something like that.
But he got ahead and supposedly traded for Galette's ordination, I guess because he thought Galette's ordination was more value than the Aryan Nation's one, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So, yeah, you said that O'Brien definitely has a definite family resemblance to Wotan's living prophet, Artie Lloyd. It must be the hybrid nigger in him. Speaking of half beers, check out this Fu Manchu. It goes well with the Asian eyes. You're of the opinion that he's a hybrid nigger, but he's a Pictish hybrid nigger. Could you go ahead and tell us what that means?
Well, I think you have this Canaanite or Hittite race that Joshua drove out of the Holy Land into an area around Lake Van in eastern Turkey, and they migrated across Europe into Thrace and across Europe into Western Ireland. And they've been kind of a curse ever since then. They've, being Canaanites, they're, part of Satan's seed, and I don't know, there's something about Brian Wright's eyes and countenance. He kind of looks like this Khazar bust that I posted. You know, there's something about the eyes that is the same.
He sort of looked like the Khazar nose god, didn't he?
Not the Khazar nose god. It was a bust of a Khazar that I posted, next to him.
The eyes have a slant, just like old Brian Wright's or / Billy Woods do, correct?
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, he went ahead on Wednesday, December 3rd, 2008 at 8:48 p.m., said, "I surrender, I am leaving. I can see that I am the presence of greatness that can only be compared to the founding fathers of CI," who he's going to later call them Mamzers. "When I examine the sacred transcripts of Martin and John, I instantly find in their wise teachings the ethereal wisdom of Rand, Swift, and Butler." Now, I don't remember him calling Rand a Mamzer, but he's going to end up calling Wesley Swift and Richard Butler Mamzers, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. "I feel very ashamed. I did not see this before, so I'm going to repent of my sins and immediately start my atonement through self-flagellation as to prevent this from occurring again." And then he left a little Talmudic curse saying, "I only pray to my eternal Father, Yahweh of hosts, who created our holy race, that he grant all the sons of Adam a double portion of that which those sons of Adam wish for me. See you around." And when he went ahead and left that Talmudic curse, there were a lot of people who sort of thought he was a Jew Mamzer. And they didn't much care for his little Talmudic curse, did they?
No.
Now I went ahead and said, "Dirty Jew, Will Robinson. Dirty Jew. Cock attack." But, he pretty well left, didn't he? For a little while.
For a little bit. Which was normal Mamzer behavior on his part. What was abnormal was for him to return.
But we discussed that. The reason he left in December 3rd is he had Crew 38 to run to, didn't he?
Yes.
A bunch of creatards, and we both got on, and I was reading their threads, and they have this guy from Florida who thinks he's a dual seed line. He thinks he's a Christian Identity minister, but he has a little mishmash of Presbyterian and one seed liner, and they don't know very much of it. But Randy Krager's girlfriend, wife, is supposed to be Christian Identity, correct?
As far as I know, yes.
She doesn't exactly look like an Aryan herself, does she, with her buck teeth and black hair, does she?
No, not really.
But in any case, we're not fighting with Randy Krager because we believe that Randy Krager had enough on the ball to where he figured out that Brian Wright was nothing but bad news, didn't he?
True.
You know, Brian Wright was bad news, and we sort of believe that he kicked old Brian Wright out and told him not to go ahead and use the name of Crew 38 in vain ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's a little bit scared. Well, anyway, Visser goes ahead, and I'm, you know, that's one of the things I was, you know, resolutions for 2009 is I would go ahead and have a V bulletin board, and I'd go ahead for him, and I'd have other people get one. And Jeremy Visser goes ahead and he buys a V bulletin for him, and he goes ahead and buys a $180 version, and then he goes ahead and buys the $60 blog that comes with it for an extra $60. So it costs $240, but he don't have enough money, and he goes ahead and puts it on freehostia.com, which is a free web hoster. So he didn't really have the money way back when he founded it on in March of 2009. But at 4/17/2009 at 10:35 a.m., there's a person called Six Killer, and it's over on Visser's old Covenant People forum. And it's freehostia.com, cpm.freehostia.com/forum, show thread, PHP, and thread number 125. And he starts a thread, and I end up renaming it the Brian Wright defamation thread. But he goes ahead and he went ahead and impersonated you and claimed to be Six Killer. And what he said about you was, everyone wants to kiss my useless butt because my last name is Britton, not because I really do anything of value in the body of Christ. So it sounds to me that he really doesn't like you at all, does he?
No.
And then he went ahead and he was whining that you were going ahead and, you know, favored Jim Von Brunn, who was a friend of Ben Klassen. And this was in April, so this was before everybody found out about James Von Brunn, correct?
That's true.
In any case, he didn't much care for you, and he impersonated you for about a number of posts, correct?
True.
And I said, it looks like Brian Wright is running around defaming Six Killer, I had my own two forums at the time, instead of just one, and pretty well, I had my little fun with going ahead and putting a number of blue things to where, you know, Brian Wright would have his screen, you know, screen of cockishness. But he ended up calling me a mamzer because I had, he says I had blue eyes, but black hair equals a mamzer. And he ended up calling me a mamzer. But from what we can see, you know, what little was under Brian Wright's, baseball cap, that sort of looks like sort of dark black hair that he has, you know, a lot darker than mine. Anyway, I said that he was not as clever. Sooner or later, Six Killer is coming home. He will not be amused at your antics. And, you know, pretty well, Visser finally came back, and he pretty well told Brian Wright that he couldn't go ahead and impersonate you, didn't he? Okay. But he did go ahead and impersonate you quite a bit for some time, didn't he? Okay. Anyway, he goes ahead and he sends me a number of private messages, and he comes up with this AIT sort of thing here, and he demands to see my pastoral certificate and ordination and AIT, correct? And I go ahead and tell him that I only finished lesson two or three because Mike Hallstrom, I'd gone ahead and bought the AIT course from him, but Mike Hallstrom, essentially, you know, he had females working for him then, and they were slow as molasses. And if you didn't go ahead and write it down word for word, they go ahead and mark you off, so I never finished the AIT course here, but you end up having the AIT course before Mike Hallstrom and, you know, Halstead end up getting it, correct? Still there, John?
Yes.
So you end up finishing Comparé's AIT before Hallstrom end up getting it at Kingdom Identity Ministries?
Yes.
You were ordained at a fairly young age into Wesley Swift's church, correct?
Yes.
Or Butler's church. Okay. Your father was ordained around the time of Butler by Wesley Swift himself, and your Uncle Newman as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So your family has been in the ministry of Wesley Swift's church for some time. Do you remember that, I pretty well said is that Gillette didn't have an AIT, so, Brian Wright was lying about the necessity of having an AIT, correct?
Yes.
And he went ahead and showed his AIT, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And then he went ahead and showed a letter from Lorraine Swift, who was Wesley Swift's widow, correct?
Correct.
And she was real polite to him, and I explained that it wasn't really nice to go ahead and suck up like a mamzer to somebody who didn't really know you. But later on, Brian Wright would end up calling Lorraine Swift's husband and children mamzers, wouldn't he?
Yes.
That's not very honorable material. That's not very honorable is to go ahead and suck up to some widow. In order to go ahead and get something, and then later on when she's dead, call her a mamzer lover, and a mother of mamzers. Now is it?
No.
But Brian Wright isn't. He isn't very honorable. I think he said that his mother was a petty criminal and his father was a petty criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're saying that his mother was probably a Slavic Alpine German, and his father was a Pictish Hibernigger or something.
Yeah, he's got some kind of Balkanoid mamzer thing, probably out of his mom, and a little Alpine strain of one of the German. He claims to be German and Irish, I think.
Well, it's a rather mamzery strain or something like that, isn't it? You'd say.
Yes.
Well, he said you were a dark-haired chrome dome. But I've seen a picture of you. I mean, it took me a while to go ahead and have you give it to me, but your picture shows that you have a rather fine, not as full hair or set of hair as mine, but I've been growing mine for a long time, but you have a rather full set of blonde hair, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You're not a chrome dome.
No.
Now, Brian Wright might be a chrome dome. He goes ahead and he covers his head behind the baseball cap, so he might be a chrome dome himself. Have you noticed that Brian Wright, every time he goes ahead and makes an accusation, he's like a Jew, to where whatever he says about everybody else goes ahead and comes back to him? You were telling about what he said about James Dillavue, who organized the meeting that he'd infested, and how he thought James Dillavue was a mamzer of some sort. Could you go ahead and explain that?
Well, he said that he had Mongol eyes. He was saying that Dillavue was a Mongol, And he just kept this whole thing, and it didn't really dawn on me until he sent me his picture, he's basically telling on himself there. You look at the picture, and he's got obviously chink eyes.
He has Mongol eyes, but James Dillavue didn't.
James Dillavue, I think, is a Cajun or some, Dillavue's a French name.
Yeah, he's a frog of some sort.
Yeah.
But he's not a mamzer, in your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. In any case, what happens, Brian Wright, if you go ahead and you're buddy-buddy with him, why he inevitably goes ahead just like any other ungrateful criminal and he shits on you, correct?
That's my observation of it.
Okay. Anyway, Richard got back and he went ahead and said somewhere that Brian Wright couldn't go ahead and call himself Six Killer. Let me see. On 419, he's calling himself Eleazar. When he first showed up at, where's the thread here? On 417, he called himself Six Killer, but on 419, he calls himself Eleazar. And that was his first name, correct?
Yes.
We ended up calling him Eleazar, and I ended up calling him a bunch of names, like Genghis Mamzer, Timur the Lame-Brained, but my favorite was calling him Lying Wong, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he goes ahead and, you know, bitches about this AIT and the rest of the stuff here, and then he goes ahead and he gets a little bit more, he goes ahead and calls you White Pride Mormons and says you had blank ass or in you and all this thing here, and, you know, 421 goes by here, and he says, give me what I want, and I'll go away, and, you know, show an AIT certificate. We said, well, hey, you know, it's not of our concern. Gillette doesn't even have one. So he claims that Gillette claimed, you know, that any of his ministers had to have an AIT. Do you remember when I was at the Nut House, you were annoyed at Gillette because he'd even bother to go ahead and want to go ahead and learn more, and you were going to go ahead and pay for his correspondence course?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, let's see. At the same time, he goes ahead and he makes an appearance on 425. He lasts all of about a week. And he goes ahead and he goes on Four Fags Thieves, and he goes ahead and prints up your contact information, doesn't he?
Yes.
He goes ahead and he prints not only your address, but he prints your cell phone number and your home phone, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm getting here to 728. Okay, let's get to phase 5 out there. And he's whining about...
Someone will attack. You know, my estimation is done this in the hopes that someone will attack me or my family. You know.
Okay, so I'm looking. It's 428. It's 428, and he goes ahead and he prints your name, and he outs it, and he ends up getting banned the first time around. Oh, let's see, when is it? Around 426, April 25th, 26th, he goes ahead and he gets banned, correct?
Yes.
All right. Then along comes 7/12. That's July, and around the end of July, he shows up, and he says the racial fraud is Christian identity. On 7/28, he goes ahead and says. You know, and I went ahead and said, everyone is a man of the CIA except the slant-eyed Jew, Brian Wright. And David, he goes ahead and posts it on Visser's old forum called The Racial Fraud That Is Christian Identity. And he comes up and says, as an Israelite of good genetics, I bear witness that the following Christian identity preachers are of defective genetics due to dark hair color, which is not found in a true race area. Excuse me, let me take a drink. Wesley Swift, Gerald L. K. Smith, Richard Butler, Pete Peter, Ted Whelan, Shelton Emery, Dave Barley, August Christ, Tom Robb, Joe Johnson, Mark Downey, Jonathan Williams, Eli James, Martin Lindstedt, James Britton, James Dillaview, Rick Monperin, Bradley Jenkins and James McManus. So, in short, he's saying that Wesley Swift and Richard Butler are not Arians. Is that, you know, that's exactly what he's saying. Correct?
That's correct.
So, in short, he's saying with the founding, that the founders of modern dual-seed-like Christian identity, Wesley Swift, whose wife he went ahead and was sucking up to in order to go ahead and get a nice letter, was not dual seed line. Was not an Aryan, correct?
That's true.
He's been saying that crap for a long time, correct?
True.
So, what happens is you end up having some little manser saying that whoever ordained him, he comes from the line of Wesley Swift and Richard Butler, essentially someone who goes ahead and then claims that they're Mamsers is pretty well in the position of somebody who's sitting in the branch of a tree and saw on that limb which is holding them up. You know, between himself and the truck, correct?
True.
I mean, it would stand to reason that if you're going ahead and saying that these people who founded this religion, of which I claim to be a minister, they're a bunch of Mamsers, and they're a bunch of frauds. And here he's saying that Christianity is a racial fraud, so why is he around? Did you ever wonder why he was around?
Oh, many times. I've wondered why he was around. I've tried to figure him out from, there's just something, you know, from the beginning that hasn't been quite right with this individual.
Okay, but you had asked me several times, and we pretty well wonder, why is Jeremy Visser letting this character back in? Remember?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, well, going on, this he comes back in July, and let's go ahead and go, to the first couple of days of August. And what happens is that this is the second time he's already been banned for threatening you and threatening me. He was talking about paying some guy, criminal from East St. Louis to drive across Missouri to, you know, 350 miles to Granby to go ahead and kill me or do something. And I pretty well laughed him and, you know, laughed at him and said, no, any stupid criminal who did that would probably get picked up by some of these local cops looking for revenue, and then if they're a felon, they'd end up getting 5 to 15 more years in the federal penitentiary. But even if they came to my house, why? How does he know that would-be criminal wouldn't be shortened up by an SKS or a shotgun blast here? So I pretty well laughed it off. But your family was a little bit worried because you were gone at the time, and they didn't know if this cowardly little mamser would be coming to visit them. So you pretty well got your wife and daughters to keep an eye out on the little bastard, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
In any case, well, I can quite imagine what you'd like to do to him, and I want to make him eat his nuts, but, if there's anything left of him here, I want to go ahead and deal with him myself. But in any case, sometime around 8/03/2009, Eliezer, or Brian Wright, goes ahead and he makes the following post to his blog. Blog post number 53 at the time. As a legal board member of the corporation known as the Church of the Sons of Yahweh, filed in the state of Ohio, I'm going to call an emergency board meeting to, 1, determine the pastoral and legal eligibility of John Britton to hold the position of vice president of the Church of the Sons of Yahweh according to the corporate bylaws filed with the state of Ohio. 2, petition the board of directors to remove John Britton as vice president and fill the position with Pastor Jeremy Visser, who is of good reputation. 3, fill the remaining positions on the board of directors with men of good reputation. Since I was never legally notified in writing that I'm no longer on the board, then I am exercising my right to call this meeting. Brian T. Wright, CSOY, Board of Directors. And you got to wonder, I mean, You know, why does he want to kick you out and put Jeremy Visser in? Were you sort of wondering that, too?
Yeah.
And then Admin comes, and Admin, I've often wondered if it's not Jeremy Visser pretending to go ahead and be Dr., you know, I mean, he pretends to be Dr. Jekyll, and Admin pretends to be Mr. Hyde, but Jeremy Visser has told me that his brother's the Admin, and his brother's quite the Fruit Loop. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and refer to Admin from now on as Fruit Loop Visser. Anyway, Admin/Fruit Loop Visser says, posted 8/08/2009 at 10:04 p.m. Would you and Church of the Sons of Yahweh like your own subforum at CPF or Covenant People's Forum? So in short, he's been banned for going ahead and threatening, you know, making bodily threats against you and your family and me, and he's going ahead and essentially offering this Brian Wright a position and a subforum. And certainly not going ahead and saying, no, Jeremy Visser doesn't want this, does he?
No.
And Brian Wright says, no, a blog is fine for me. I don't want to clutter up the main forum with my opinions and observations. I just seek the truth about what I've been told. I haven't spoken with Gillette for a while, so I don't want to claim to speak for him or the Church of Sons of Yahweh right now. The reason Marty called me 3 times from the insane asylum was he is being obsessive compulsive about CSOY Trust Fund, which, contrary to Marty, I had no idea of the amount. I bet. I did speak with the brother responsible for the trust several times, and he assured me that he would protect the fund from harm. This old guy in Ohio, he don't much care for Brian Wright, does he?
No, he doesn't
here. I wonder why. I guess he can go ahead and smell them elms are here through a couple from about 2,500 miles. With the history of the lies that the Linstead dual Britain are spreading about everyone that questions anything they say and Marty's bipolar obsessive compulsive disorders, I must assume that they are going to try to get some control over the fund. I just need to make the church buy aware of my concern over this. Well, for anybody listening, I was supposedly suffering from psychotic disorder not otherwise specified, which is 60% of the DSM-5. And what it boils down to is they want to send you to the nut house, and they can't, you're obviously not schizoid, you're not obviously obsessive, compulsive, or bipolar. Essentially what it boils down to is they just say you're nuts and they pack you off to the nut house. In my case, they wouldn't even allow me to go ahead and challenge the evaluation. I just got set up there and doped up illegally. But in any case, going on. And I said, what is scary isn't Brian Wright acting like a thieving Manzer. It is Visser aiding and abetting Wright. First by letting Wright back, then by letting Wright attack. Then the Whigger and unknown Manzer sock puppets. Then Visser's wife, because Visser was sort of calling for, you know, somebody called Stardust was calling for my banishment, remember?
Yes.
Yeah. And now Visser offering Wright his own forum as, you know, now Evan Bolt, as UCOI director, sans the real senior pastor John Britton. I don't like this one bit. I think that the lure of $400,000 is getting to Visser. The way things are going, me and Six Killer may end up being banned on Visser's forum. And pretty well, I'm sort of saying is that if this thing goes on, as of 8/06/2009, you and me are going to end up being banned from Visser's forum, aren't we?
Yes.
So what I told you is I told you that I was setting up a secret, you know, because I can on VBulletin, I was setting up a secret admin subforum, and the name of this thread was Possible Betrayal by Visser. And I ended up going ahead and making you an admin so you could go ahead and see it. And for the past 6 months, every single time I look at my forum, I'm able to see. Nobody else is able to see, unless you're an admin. That means me or one of my sock puppets like librarian or something like that I use for administrative detail only me and, you know, only me and you can go ahead and see that form. Well, me, you, and the NSA can see that subform. And what else did I tell you? Did I tell you that I went ahead and told you, let me see, let me go ahead and go down. I went ahead and told you this here, that I just went ahead and I formed another hidden thread. It's called Church of the Sons of Yahweh Incorporation. The following is found by doing a Google search of the Ohio Secretary of State's office. Five-page incorporation 2003 by Ray Redfern gave you a link. The agent was changed from Ray Redfern to Morse Gillette in this three-page filing in 2004. Then I gave you a link to the Secretary of State of Ohio. The necessity for filing by September 23rd, 2009. And that's the reason I made you an admin. I said, contact this old gentleman and get him on with a $25 check as a new special agent. Now, you remember, I went ahead and did that because it said that Gillette's, you know, the Gillette's church, of which he was the agent, was going to go ahead and expire. That charter was going to go ahead and expire by September 23rd, and I sent you a private message and an email, and I also went ahead and, you know, made you, a, you know, administrator, so you could go ahead and look at those links, correct?
Yeah.
As I remember, I woke you up because I thought it was very important that you see what the hell is going on. And I also went ahead and, you know, I went ahead and did a study, and I found out there was no Church of the Sons of Yahweh reform in Ohio, but I did find a Church of the Sons of Yahweh that Ray Redfern had created and that Morris Gillette was the new director of after Redfern died, and this September 23rd notice that it had to be done by that or the church charter would be done. And pretty well, I asked you to go ahead and get in touch with the gentleman from Ohio, and if you could, with Gillette, correct?
That's true.
Okay. And pretty well I told you not to go ahead and let a word go out about how Gillette's church was possibly in danger if Brian Wright knew about it. Because we didn't know what Brian Wright knew, did we?
No, we didn't.
And we certainly didn't trust his honesty about maybe finding some criminal who'd go ahead and claim to be the special agent and take over Gillette's church. Did we?
No.
No. See, Brian Wright is a criminal, but he thinks he's a criminal genius, but he's really just an idiot who gets caught all the time. You know, the prisons are filled with these criminal geniuses, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They just think they're just another Leopold in Rome. Well, I stayed up the rest of the night at 8-6-2009 at 7:19 a.m. because I sent this other message to you at 3:56 a.m. So essentially 3 hours later, I went ahead and came up with a thing called Nice Try Thieving, Brian Wright. And I pretty well came up with the stuff with Admin and Brian Wright doing that, and I pretty well said what I said initially, but I said, what to do? Well, I said, luckily Yahweh gave me a memory like a tombstone, and I went ahead and came up with this old thread dated 5/30/07, you know, on Vischer's old forum, dated Thursday, May 31st, 2007, 428. For those who have asked, the Church of Sons of Yahweh is a corporation registered in Ohio. My ordination is through Swift, Butler, Redfern, Gillette, who, by the way, he's called Swift and Butler Mamsers. He's going to go ahead and call them that once they get kicked out. I do not feel that Morris Gillette is qualified for service, so I left there and took a sabbatical from contact with anyone until I was led to do what I'm now doing. One, I started the Church of the Sons of Yahweh Reformed to begin a real-world church in order to take Christianity to the next level. Well, why would you want to take Christianity to the next level since the racial fraud, Ryan Wong? But, oh, I know, you've just been kicked out here. That's why you want to take it. You know, that's why it's a racial fraud now that everyone knows you're a mamzer. Next one. We plan on meeting a few times a year in person for fellowship. I guess at this place where he's not able to go ahead and describe where he found the money to next door to Barley's, did he? Number three. There will be no fees for any memberships, but there will be a continued requirement to be active. For example, to be considered for a position of leadership, you will be required to possess a valid certificate of Christian education from the American Institute of Theology. I have one of those. Well, I'm sure you do. I mean, well, a little bit, you know, $100 worth of paper, I'll go ahead and overcome you being a gook, ma'am, sir, and he's going to go ahead. In time, we'll put together a program for those seeking a true ordination to the world's premier Christian identity church organization. Trust me, and you will have to earn this one. There are enough goofballs with titles out there. We want stable men of God and leadership officials. That's it for now, BW. So, he allegedly formed his own church in Ohio. Well, I didn't want to go ahead and bring this part about, you know, no, he didn't have a church in Ohio, and, you know, because I didn't want Brian Wright to, you know, if he didn't know about it, I didn't want him to know that thing was going up. But I went ahead and went to the membership, to the ordinances and the Constitution bylaws of the Church of Sons of Yahweh, and Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 2 says that a person's membership will be signed by a senior assistant pastor, you know, pastor, after a character and background check will be done. But what I noticed is way back on January 4th, 2006, or before, in November, Brian Wright had gone ahead and formed a thread called Johnson Out, Visser In, and this was before Visser was back in and Johnson was out. So this character is quite some manipulator. So anyway, he goes ahead and he manages to draft up to go ahead and kick Joe Johnson out. But I said that, you know, perhaps Brian Wall ought to be kicked out, and I pretty well said is you really ought to go ahead and kick him out, but you didn't really get around to kicking him out because, well, he already resigned, remember? Right?
Right. That's true.
So in short, what we end up having is we end up having Visser, go ahead and offer Brian Wright a subform to where he's of the Church of Sons of Yahweh, and this is after he's been kicked out for essentially threatening your family, threatening me, and threatening you and your family. He'd only been banned because he had acted up so badly that he, you know, he was becoming an embarrassment. And what happens is that Visser's admin don't have a problem with, oh, Brian Wright going ahead and ordaining Visser to go ahead and be the new senior pastor, do they? Kicking you out and putting Visser in, does he?
No.
And remember, I pretty well predicted that if this thing goes on, we might very well be banned. But we weren't banned because, essentially, I went ahead and backed down at the time and went ahead and made sure the first things were done first, rather than go ahead and beating up on Visser and beating up on Brian Wright, just keep the mouth shut and make sure that Gillette's church goes ahead and gets renewed. And it was renewed on September 11th. A week or two before the deadline. But it did get renewed, so guess what? Guess what, Visser? You're never gonna be managing director of the Church of the Sons of Yahweh. Brian Wright, you're never gonna be even a member anymore of the Church of the Sons of Yahweh. I don't think Gillette is gonna be so stupid as to let you anywhere near around here. So when he gets out of jail, that church is gonna go back to Gillette. Gillette can go ahead and do whatever he wants to with it here. You're not after the dead Nazis millions, are you?
What's that?
You're not after the dead Nazis millions, are you?
No.
No, you believe in working for your own living, don't you?
That's true.
Well, I do too. I mean, I see all this money. I see how all this money here by bank robberies and thieveries and dead Nazis, the whole sort of crap, it don't seem to go ahead and translate to actual political power. I sort of think that political power You know, sort of like running for office without any money. You need to go ahead and learn how to go ahead and do things without a whole awful lot of money. Don't you? At least I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. In any case, he goes ahead and he does that. And this is the third time. He goes ahead and he does something here. I'm trying to remember what he got kicked out. Oh, okay, I remember what he got kicked out the third time for. He went ahead and Cruz's Facebook account. So he got pictures of your goofy daughter who dyed her hair black and was yapping about how she was a mamzer and she had her, you know, she had her little brown-haired little daughter, your granddaughter, on the Facebook page, right?
Yes.
And he was going ahead showing, he was going ahead essentially virtually stalking your daughter and your granddaughter, correct?
True. Yeah.
And Cockatoo Pilgrim thought he was a total creepazoid for doing that, correct?
That's true.
And he got a lot of shit for that, and essentially, I think he ended up getting banned for that crap, or he got run off for a third time, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go on, and you're still wondering, why is Visser allowing this stupid shit to happen? And what happens is you get the feeling that Visser doesn't really much care for you over the last couple of years, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And me, I'm just pretty well saying, well, let me go ahead and do some real quick thing here. And essentially, let me go ahead and get to this other thing. You know, it really doesn't have anything to do with you, but essentially what it is that Sci-Fi Faber, I made a deal with them in June that we form an Alien Nations Alliance, and what it boiled down to is that every single, above-ground, dual-seed-like Christian identity church would be responsible for its local and regional state of events, and Sci-Fi Faber, around June 18th, chimps out. He gets all mad because some Jewish from MTV was asking to go ahead for a casting call for me to find young racists who'd screw like minks, you know, and talk about how they get on a reality TV show, and I said that, well, hey, I don't have people like that, and if I did, I wouldn't allow them to get on MTV anyway. And so I thought I had a cow about that, and I started the J. Faber Breaks Aryan Nations Alliance Agreement on my Christian Nationalist Forum at www.whitenationalist.org/forum. But I am number, post number 21 of this. I call it Sci-Fi Faber Chimps Out for the Last Time. From the desk of Pastor Faber. And essentially, Visser goes ahead and he sends me a number of stuff, and it is, it's way back on the, it's in, oh, it's, let's see. It's a 9/07, so let me see. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. This gets revealed around September 7th of 2009. And what happens is that Sci-Fi, you know, Visser is telling me that Sci-Fi is trying to go ahead and kick me out and have Eli James and a number of people kick me out of my church. And I'm saying, what is going on here, you idiots? I mean, how are you going to go ahead and remove me from my church if I'm, you know, if I'm the president and one of three board directors of it? I mean, how are you idiots going to go ahead and go to the state of Missouri and have them pull the charter for the Church of Jesus Christ Christian / Aryan Nations of Missouri? But essentially, Sci-Fi goes ahead and he comes up with this post from Pastor Visser to The Exorcist, 1488msn.com, sent Saturday, June 30th, 2009, at 8:12 p.m. Subject, Lindstedt's lawsuit. And supposedly Visser tells Faber, Pastor Faber, I guess Lindstedt's lawsuit was dismissed a day or so ago at, and then they have Randy Turner's blog post to where he goes ahead and says this Jew judge went ahead and overturned my lawsuit. I'll be compiling a list of current quotes my Lindstedt so our decision is justified. I'll keep you updated. Pastor J. John Visser, Covenant People's Ministry, post office box, whatever, Brooks, Georgia, and then he goes ahead and gives the phone number. And by August 28th, well, this is after Hal Turner has been revealed not only to be a rat, but an Asian provocateur, from Pastor Visser to Jay Faber, and then to me, maturity. Jay, quit while you're ahead. Just trust me. Today your sight, tomorrow your freedom. You have no idea who you're fucking with. Visser, I thought you were supposed to use that foul language. Final warning, TV. And then old Sci-Fi, he has a little cow, says, today your site, gee, can we guess who hacked our website? Maybe I need Sherlock Holmes. What a queer Jew's posterior. No, Sci-Fi. What happens is that, way back when we were buddies in March or April or something like that, you went ahead and sent me the password to your complete web page. And you went ahead and sent 9 other people the password to your web page, and then you wondered why your forum got hacked. And I didn't hack it. But if you go ahead and give out to 8 or 9 people, the password to your forum, and they get hacked here, you shouldn't wonder, whose fault it is. It's your fault for being an idiot. All I did with the password was go ahead and download it, and I don't know who went ahead and messed it up, but essentially, and I don't think Visser went ahead and messed your website up either, because Visser doesn't seem to know what he's doing a lot of times, because he has to get caught for it like Brian Wright does. So it might be somebody else here, I'd say it's probably one of the other 7 people you went ahead and gave the password to, who went ahead and hacked your site. But he goes on and says, the part that says tomorrow your freedom, not people, what do you suppose Mr. Visser has applied here? And this is the guy who makes the allegation that I am the Fed. Notice the length listed. Now, see what happens is that, essentially what happens is around there, essentially it seems to me that Visser went ahead and sent a notice to Faber, essentially to go ahead and kick Linstead out of his pastorhood. And then what happens is Hal Turner got revealed as a rat, and there's an Asian provocateur, and Visser gets cold feet, and Visser goes ahead and whistles out. And what happens, Faber has a fit for going ahead and catalyzing him to go ahead and kick me out, and then Visser goes ahead and becomes a big pecker tease, and goes ahead and cuts forth on their agreement here. So in short, what we have is we have 2 rascals who have nothing better to do than to go ahead, not only try to go ahead and steal somebody's church here, maybe $400,000, but they, even when there ain't a nickel involved, they have nothing better to do than to go ahead and try to kick somebody out who formed a corporation for $25 plus $10 a month here. I mean, this is just petty money. It's stupidity. There's not even any money in it. There's not a nickel in the Church of Jesus Christ Christians / Aryan Nations of Missouri. If I get into a mood, maybe I'll go ahead and get the 2 landscape timbers and whitewash them here and nail it to the front door so I won't have to pay property taxes on the county and city property taxes. But I have one of the lowest priced houses in Missouri, in Granby. And anybody who's seen it here, it sort of looks like Green Acres before the remodeling. So, but that's what just goes to show. These idiots have nothing better to do than to cause trouble for somebody else's ministry. And then, when they cause trouble here, you chew on their ass, well, that is very brotherly of you. Well, let's go ahead and move on. You still with me, John? John, you still with me?
Yeah, that's fall asleep here.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm on a fine rant right now. In any case, we're gonna go ahead and get to where Obadorker shows up about 3 weeks ago, and Obadorker starts this thread of is profanity good for Christianity? And Obadorker goes ahead and gets all these idiots to go ahead, like James the Juice and Juice the Goof and Matt, Max Twat, and all these idiots to go ahead and play the game that, oh, I'm awful because I use four-letter words. Although, it does look like, looks like Visser. I mean, he's heard of one four-letter word that starts with F here. And it looks like he uses them so often when it pleases him. But anyway, I imagine old Sci-Fi got offended here. Maybe Visser ought to ban himself. But in any case, it goes on to where, you know, I go ahead and I have enough and I pretty well lost my temper about 4 days ago when Brian Wright, he shows up with Oberdorker and then he goes ahead and gets banned. And then he goes ahead and he's invited to Visser's new forum. And in Visser's new forum, this is what he has to say. Oh, let me see. Just go ahead. He's one of the first members to Visser's new brand new vBulletin 4.0 forum. Hello. Greetings, Kinsman. I was invited here by Pastor Visser, who I've been dancing with for about 6 years now. I serve only Yahweh of hosts and no other creatures of men. I am not Chinese. I stood face-to-face with Morse Gullet and Bradley Jenkins at Camp Out in Montana back around 04. You would think one of them would have said something about me being a Chinaman. Gullet figured I was airy enough to ordain me into his church without my permission and wanted me to lead the Legion of the Saints, which was going to be the replacement for the Aryan Nations. I've never seen either Visser, Britton, or Livingston in person, so none of these can truly testify what my race is. Well, let me ask you this, Brian Wright. If we haven't seen you and Visser hasn't seen you and nobody else, then how can you go ahead and say that if we can't say that you're a mamzer, how can you go ahead and claim that we are? Especially when you haven't even seen a picture of John Britton. Even though I am no longer Christian, I am still keeping a personal promise I made to Morris that will prove to anyone my true integrity after he gets released and can reveal such things. Well, I think you've already shown to everybody your true integrity, but go on. I don't think Morris Gillette's going to go ahead and make you a minister again. Meanwhile, he goes on and says that if CSOI trade directive was because of poor leadership from those I put in place and through recommendation of Morris Gillette, not anything I neglected to do. But what happens is you go ahead and look 2 days before, 2 days before 2/24, 2010, he goes ahead and posts that, guess what? Visser is a mamzer. So why does Visser put up with that crap? But more to the point, you've been saying since August that Christianity is a racial fraud and that Wesley Swift and Richard Butler are mamzers. And guess what? Who's been allowing you to run wild and do that? Answer, Jeremy Visser. Well, look, Jeremy Visser, you can't go ahead and say that Wesley Swift was a mamzer. Not if you're going ahead and claiming to go ahead and get your ministerial credentials from a mamzer. Why do you allow that? And all I can think of is that you allow that to happen because maybe you don't have any other choice. Maybe the person who went ahead and gave you all this newfound money, and you let slip that you got more money than I make, than Winstead makes the entire year. Well, I make from an inheritance $10,000 a year. So, if you got a tie, this is for somebody who had $100,000 a year income. Well, Zog got over $100,000 a year. So a lot of us were thinking that Uncle Zog did this. But guess what? You know, my complaint against you, the main complaint is how dare you go ahead and claim yourself a minister of dual seed like Christianity and at the same time allow some dirty mamzer to go ahead and claim that the founders of modern Christianity were mamzers. By going ahead and saying that, you're saying that you are knowingly serving a lie. Well, maybe you are. Maybe you are. But not me. I looked at a picture of Wesley Swift. He looks like, if I would have known who he was, You just see the man who was dressed like that, I assumed he was an insurance agent. You know, I assumed not that he was a preacher, but that he was some guy who was selling insurance from the 1950s or so. He looks like just an ordinary white guy who sold insurance. I've seen plenty of people who look like that. And no, he don't have blonde hair. I don't know what color eyes he was because it's a black and white photo here. But he looks like just a white guy who sells insurance to me. You know, if I didn't know who Wesley Swift was. But I know Wesley Swift. I don't think he was a Mamzer. And if you're going ahead and say he's a Mamzer, why don't you go ahead and just call Jesus Christ a Mamzer too? I think Brian Wright does over on VNNS. The thing about it is I don't know why you do this here. I sort of think it's because you're, and the rumor's gone in, is that you're addicted to meth. And you said, no, you're not addicted to that. Or maybe you're a crackhead. Maybe a heroin head. It don't really matter. Because you can't trust a junkie. And sometimes you've been nice to me here. You were nice to me and supportive of me when I was in the nut house, and I thank you for that, Jeremy. But let me tell you, you sound like just all these other people here, just like Jocelyn Williams here and Michael Burks, who go ahead and pretend to be Christian Identity for a little while, and guess what? They get upset. And like Brian Wright, they're no longer Christian. And Christian Identity becomes a cult. Well, maybe you need to go ahead and become a wordnest or a creatard or something like that here, because the way you're acting, you're not going to make it as a dual seed line Christian Identity pastor. Maybe you need to go ahead and get a new hobby. What you've done is wrong here. You've allowed a Mamzer to go ahead and threaten somebody who's been around for a long time, and the movement family's been around a long movement, and you go ahead, and guess what? On your own forum, the one that you end up going ahead and deleting a whole bunch of my posts, and you end up kicking Bill Fink off, too. And I sort of thought, you know, that you'd gone ahead and called him, and he was whining because you'd whine to him here about him having me on his forum, and he pretty well told you to pound sand up your ass, but actually, Bill Fink didn't know what the deal was. So I don't know. I don't know what the thing about it is, but essentially, you just pretty well shit in sugar bowl too many times, Jeremy. In any case, later today, around 5 or 6, I'm going to go ahead and open up the Movement Turd. If you want to, you can go ahead and say whatever you want. And I'll go ahead and try to work and, you know, get the charges updated. I went ahead and posted it. I know you've seen them over at Fink's Forum, if not mine. And fact of the matter is that, shoot, I knew I couldn't trust you. I knew I couldn't trust you that night in August when I heard you going ahead and essentially offering Brian Wright his own sub forum to where he could go ahead and kick out John Britton from his position, his lawful position, the Morris School let him in, and what you were doing is trying to go ahead and do that. And I'm annoyed at your pettiness. So even when there ain't no money, you go ahead and you do evil for no good reason. No good reason at all. Now, I sort of think that the evidence, the circumstantial evidence against you is damning. It's overwhelming. I don't see how you can wiggle out of it, but I'm willing to go ahead and hear you at about from 5 o'clock, 5:30 to 6:00 to nearly 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. In case you go ahead and you can be invited to the Movement Turd, but this is one hell of a rant, and I probably have poor old John just snoozing on the other line, but I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I think we've been on there for some time now. And, John, you still with me or you fall asleep? John? John? I think John fell asleep on me here. He had a rough day of driving. So he has some more driving to do. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and... John, you awake yet?
Yeah, I got to get off here, Martin.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. You go ahead, you hang up, and I'm going to go ahead and end this call here. I think it's gone long enough. You've been probably asleep on me the last half hour. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. Anyway, anybody wants to go ahead and listen to this, they can go ahead and download it here. And I don't know if I said too many basically's or essentially's. Like usual, I went ahead and dominated, and I really only got from John yeses and noes, but, you know, he don't much care for Brian Wright. I don't much either. In any case, we don't care much, I mean, we don't much care for you, you know, we don't much care for you, Visser, because pretty well, you know, you've gone ahead and sided with the Mamsers and Jews and the rest of this vermin. You see, I don't really mind that Oberdorker came on from DNNS. In fact, I'm glad this, you know, this evil rascal came on. Because what this transgendered abomination did is he made all you worthless bastards go ahead and pick a side. He made you go ahead and pick a side. And the fact of the matter is that most of you diseased sheep, you deserve to go ahead and wander off with these jukles in tow, and I hope they go ahead and grab you by the nuts and eat you out from the ass to the front here. And leave you nothing more than a carcass of bones here. The problem of it is that only 1 in 20 whites have any leadership ability, and you idiots don't have any. And it seems to me you don't even have the self-preservation instinct of a retarded cockroach. None. You're idiots. Why don't you go ahead and look up what I went ahead and posted as a link and what I've gone ahead and revealed from the secret file, because I've seen for the past 6 months staring me right in the eye possible betrayal by Visser. And I knew back then when I went and posted it here, I hoped I wouldn't have to use it. If Oberdorker had been pretty well found out for what it was and hadn't gone ahead and talked you idiots into go ahead and trying to fool the carriage trade. Jesus Christ himself talks about whitened sepulchers. And the thing about it is that Visser is a white sepulcher. He goes ahead and around. He allows Mamser filth like Brian Wright, who the very shows is coming to should testify against him, to run wild. This Brian Wright went ahead and threatened not only John Britton and me. And I wasn't really scared. I had to laugh. You know, the notion of some cowardly criminal threatening another cowardly criminal with me. See, I've been locked up for 3.5 years with insane criminals. And with insane criminals who are pretending to be insane. And there's nothing about you criminals here that I've ever seen that's new. I can read your prison tattoos like it's a newspaper. So can William Fink. You know, he was for 12 years on one side putting the criminals in jail, and then he was, you know, locked up with the criminals for 12 and a half years. He'll tell you as much. When I went ahead and told William Fink about the history of sperm, you know, of sperm front, you know, Clint Downey, he didn't go ahead and ask me any questions. He just went ahead and he seen that I was right, and he didn't go ahead and file at Stormfront. He'd be used, you know, as a for somebody to go ahead and fool somebody. I mean, he was a lot smarter than Willie Martin. But the vast majority of you people, you know, even if you ain't evil, you're stupid. And you act like you don't want to live. And the reason Yahweh goes ahead and creates Jews is so you stupid sheep won't make it. So you'll die out in the wilderness of sin. 3 million Israelites left Egypt. Well, 3 million and a whole bunch of Mamsers. It was a mixed multitude. But after 40 years of being in the wilderness and dying, it wasn't a mixed multitude when they got through. It was a disciplined coherent group that was able to go ahead and pick up the tents and patch them real quick and work as a unified army of 12 tribes to cross over to Jordan. Now, the Mams were among them, but guess what the cost was? Of those 3 million, there were only 5 who made it past their 40th birthday through 60th birthday. And those was Moses and Aaron and Miriam and Joshua and Caleb. And Moses and Aaron and Miriam didn't make it across, didn't make it across the River Jordan. Miriam went ahead and they even wanted to go ahead and try to rebel against her brother Moses because he had an Ethiopian wife. He was so righteous. Maybe the Ethiopian woman here used her equivalent to 4-letter Ethiopian words. Not 2 words, Ethiopian words. But regardless, what were you going to do with? What were you going to do with this mixed, with this multitude, Miriam? Answer: nothing. You had not a clue. Yes, sir, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with all these idiots? Answer: you don't know. You don't have a clue. Stop being a fool. I had hoped that before Oberdorker went ahead and, took all this sort of thing, I had hoped that essentially my terms for making peace with you would be to go ahead and sit on your idiot brother. But more to the point, no more Brian Wrights. No more Bill Wood in any form, any shape. But the thing about it is that you show you can be trusted. But you'll have a chance to go ahead and make your CEO and say, tomorrow, or a while later today. But the thing about it is whatever you say, I won't believe you. Because I've sat up worrying that you and Brian Wright were going to go ahead and get into Morse Glaze Church and pretty well steal yourself shitless here. I have no doubt that Zog would go ahead. If it could go ahead and give it to a Mamzer like Brian Wright, hey, Mamzer, lucky Mamzer got $400,000. They do that with, chinks and, wet macs all the time here. Steal from white people, go ahead and give to them, and they probably would have been more than happy to make sure that someone like Brian Wright would go ahead and, be in the clover here at Morris Gillette's church. Don't have nothing. Christian Israel don't have nothing. They give it to the Mamzer before they let the Christian Israel have it. And that's exactly what Zog's about. And what happens, you supported this creature. You supported this creature who said he's not an Israelite, he's not a Christian, and you end up becoming the very person to whom you owe your ministerial credentials to, Mamzers. How is that grateful? How is that right? I don't think it is. I don't know. I think the way you're going about now, I mean, you preach a good word here, but when it comes time to doing it, you don't do it. And that's what gets, that's why I'm annoyed at you here. We were asking, why is he allowing this character for the fifth time? The fifth time you allowed him on there, and I went ahead and I'd seen to where, guess who's his friend? Guess who goes ahead and asks to be his buddy? Well, you do, Jeremy. You ask to be Brian Wright's buddy. His friend. You're his only friend over there. But you ask to be his friend. And then Brian Wright goes ahead and asks a question about the blog. Oh, on the blog, is your profanity and not offending somebody? Does that apply? No! This is a private thing. Well, guess what? I had a private sub for him. To where supposedly I could say whatever I want without being censored. And by the way, Fruit Loop Visser, when you're saying that the server went ahead and deleted my post, no, it didn't. I went ahead and took a screenshot of it and said that you deleted one message, and guess what? Number 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 were deleted along with 19. How is it that whenever there's a sensitive topic like Sci-Fi Faber or Hal Turner, those threads end up going ahead and having a 35 on it? I'm saying that, you know, there was no accident. It was deliberately by design, because what happens with a computer malfunction should be far more random and not targeted. I'm saying that you people are liars. And what does a liar do? And the answer, what a liar does, he lies. How can you tell a liar's liar? Well, his lips are moving. I didn't like doing this here. But what happens, I'm sort of grateful that Obadiah came over from VNNF here. I think it's some sort of Jew, Mams, or troll. How'd you call it troll? Because this creative slick, but it doesn't really matter. Because what this character did is that the diseased sheep and the jukels and the Mams are instinctively kept this Obadiah side, which is good. You see, the world, there's been many an evil empire since Cain went ahead. You know, Cain became Sargon and formed the Sumerian Empire, and every single time, you know, almost every single time, the prisons were filled with the founding people who had simply got tired, rebelled, refused to pay their taxes, whatever. You know, even if they hadn't here, the government was scared of them. And the prisons have been filled in many a mighty evil empire before it collapsed. But guess what? It did collapse. Let me recommend a far more polished person than I am is Harold Covington, and you go ahead and go to his Northwest, you know, he has a northwestfront.org site, and you go ahead and download for 45 minutes a far more polished program than what I've been able to give. But you should listen to my program, because I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying to you. If I think you're an idiot, it's because you are an idiot. If you go ahead and learn from the fact that, yes, you're an idiot, then maybe you can stop being an idiot. If Christ calls you, I cannot go ahead, by my words, be they four-lettered or not. I can't sunder you from Christ. But on the other hand, if you're not of Christ, if you're a mamzer, or you're simply just a wigger that worships yourself here, and Christ did not call you, there is no words what I can say which can save you. Why don't you go ahead and learn something? Save your life. Keep your ears open. If you have nothing smart to say, maybe you best keep your mouth shut. Because I've been around the block. I've been around for 16 years. And this Obadiah, I mean, I knew she was gunning for me from day one. I've seen this before. I see it in smaller list servers, but you know, the main one I remember is when 2000 came around and Clint and Andy Anderson took over. And they did the same thing. Why is it here? Now, Covington has his law of white nationalist forums here, and it's pretty wild that there are a bunch of, you know, ass clowns that go ahead and just bully people. Well, I'm not out to bully you. The list as corollary to that says that censorship by Jews is almost invariably replaced by censorship by Uyghurs. Censorship. Censorship is not of Yahweh. It's not a white concern, because every white man knows that in order to go ahead and have his brother fight at his side as best he can, that white, you know, his brother needs to have a say in whether or not there's a war on or not. And when there was a war, and Israel was getting his ass whipped, you know, because his kings were, you know, his bad kings were causing trouble, well, the saying was every man to his household, Israel. And the king lost, and sometimes the king got killed, and nothing great was lost. All Israel lost was a tyrant. So I'm telling you, you know, people, if someone comes to you here, and they're sanctimonious, you know, the sunglasses, in the case of They Live, there's a movie called They Live, it was a funny movie. And what happens, this guy sees some sunglasses, he has some special sunglasses, he's able to see these aliens who are preying upon people. Well, sunglasses you need to smell is the smell of sanctimony. Because sanctimonious people, they're evil people. And they need sanctimony just as surely as a snail needs, a slug needs slime. And if you smell sanctimony, you smell self-righteousness here, like I said, when I was talking to Brian Wright in Nuthouse, you never heard a more sanctimonious bastard in your life. You never heard a more sanctimonious mancer. And I knew that this character was no good. So did the old guy in Ohio. You know, he never knew this guy. He didn't really know his name here, but he knew this guy was no good. So he wasn't going to get anywhere with him. So, look, folks, sanctimony will get you every time if you let it here. But if you go ahead and let some liar, some Jew, some mamzer, some crook take away your crown, you take away your chest of ill at everlasting life, whose fault is it? And the answer of it is, it's really not the Jew. It's really not the mamzer's fault. It's yours. It's your fault that you believed lies. And maybe the reason you believed lies is because you really didn't belong in the house of Israel to begin with. Maybe you're just one of the millions of mamzers who are Uyghurs who are designed to go ahead and be born, go to a Uyghur factory, get your head full of shit that you believe, Jew shit, that you believe, and then by the time you're 70 or 80 and you're tossed out with the other trash, you know, because the Jew has gone ahead and made you into nothing more than an economic unit, and now your economic life is worthless, now it's time for you to go ahead and be thrown off into the trash in the nursing home, or to a mob of hungry niggers. It's too late, smart then. Learn to do what it is. Don't listen to what people say. Listen to what they do. In any case, looks like John is still on the line here. I'm going to yell at him and tell him to hang the thing up, but, you know, I mean, he'll go ahead and have to plug his cell phone in and get recharged. Anyway, I think this has been enough here, and not Pastor Visser, because when you went ahead, essentially, you went ahead and sawed the branch on which if you don't believe in Christian identity, then it'll show, because you'll go ahead and believe the people who went ahead and founded Christian identity, its modern form, with nothing more than mamzers. Well, guess what? Then they're not even men. They're just beasts of the field. You know, some abomination mixed in the field here. You can't go ahead and believe that the modern founders of Christian identity were mamzers and claim to be a Christian identity minister and claim to get credentials from them mamzers. It's only as if you go ahead and believe. It's sort of like believing the Bible. There are parts of it that are hard to believe. But if you wish to go ahead and be a Christian, you have to believe it. You can't, unless you're going to go ahead and treat Christianity like it's a value meal, like most Uyghurs do, in which case I advise them to be as smart as Reverend Mongoloid. Reverend Mongoloid, he went ahead and pretended to be a creator, and then he went ahead and pretended to be Woden's only living prophet. And finally, Mongoloid went ahead and made a breakdown. Mongoloid decided to worship himself. He decided to go ahead and claim he had a 200 IQ, which is a nice even figure, and worship himself. Hey, you stupid Uyghurs, you might as well go ahead. I mean, you're running around. Rather than waste time and effort on something you're not very good at, like Christianity, just go ahead and worship yourself. Have fun. You know, screw the old lady. Screw a whore. Screw a nigger. Do something, you know. Do something that makes your friends happy. Why not? Go ahead and worship yourself and cut out the middleman. There's no need to go ahead and make Jimmy Swaggart and the rest of these Bell priests and Jerry Falswell, Sagswell, or the rest of them here, the masters who died, or Steeljaw McGee. There's no reason to go ahead and give them any money. Spend that money on yourself. Just worship yourself and have done with it. Don't claim to be Christian. Don't waste your time. Don't waste anybody else's time. Just be just another typical Uyghur, but a Uyghur that knows yourself. That way you'll be a little smarter than the average Uyghur. But don't claim to be Christian identity. This is why I told Jeff the Goof. If you don't really believe what you say you believe, why are you here? Why are you wasting our time? There's no reason for it. In any case here, I don't know. You know, it was necessary for a slave-born degeneration to wander around in the wilderness and to die so that their children, their grandchildren, who were not slave-born, could go ahead and cross over Jordan and massacre the Canaanites and take their property and their land like Yahweh said to do for them to do. And all was well. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Hail victory. May God bless. Bye-bye.